This is Jack Sidders reporting for Estates Gazette on the publication of the London Offices Market Analysis Report for Q4. I'm joined by Tom Pilkington, our Head of London Offices Research. So Tom, very briefly, what are the headlines from Q4? What have we learned?
Okay, for me, Jack, it would be the City. Looking back over the course of the year, it hasn't been a great year for London as a whole. We think take-up's fallen by about 1.5 million square feet down to about 8.1 million. The City seemed to have a pretty strong year, rising up from 2.95 million in 2011, going up to 3.15 for the 2012 period, whereas the rest of the market seemed to drop its performance from 2011, which was by no means a vintage year. Aside from that, London seems to perform incredibly well as an investment hotspot, where it attracted, I think we recorded 15.4 billion worth of investment, which is about the third highest since 1989, I think. So the market's still doing well in that respect.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I know from my point of view, from covering the City, seems to have been writing a lot about the booming insurance sector and about TMT occupiers. So what sort of impact did this have on rents? I mean, are there any areas in particular which have outperformed and any which have struggled?
Yeah, I think the question is perhaps better turned up on its head, looking at what the rent kind of impact, how the rent impacted the occupiers. The City's representing really good value at the moment. If we look at our average rents that we monitor for London offices, then we reckon that new build space is going for an average about £46.25 per square foot. And then again, if you look at our consensus rent survey and look at the Leadenhall Broadgate area for a hypothetical 10,000 square foot unit, it's about £57.50 or 25 months rent free. But if you look across to Soho, you're up to £70 per square foot with 20 months free. And then Covent Garden, £62.75 with 17 months free. So if you look at the quality of the stock in the City, and the location of it, then it represents a really good deal. You've got buildings like 20 Fenchurch Street and 70 Mark Lane, new developments, great quality stock, and that's of course going to attract industries like insurance, which seem to be prepared to make the bold statements at the moment. And TMT is a little bit more footloose than perhaps the insurance industry is, so it's prepared to move location well.
Okay. And just turning to the agents then, always gets people talking. Obviously, as per usual, it's the big two slugging it out over the top, over some quite fine margins by the looks of things. But below those two, what are the big stories here? Who's done really well? Who's fallen off a bit? And what can we read into that in terms of the sorts of markets that they serve?
Okay. For me, it's the City fringe agents that continue to impress. They seem to do a huge number of deals. If you look at Anton Page, they did 84, I believe, last year. Hatton Real Estate did 80. So whilst they might not be the biggest in terms of square footage, they're busy guys, and they've got the smaller agency teams there. So yeah, impressive. Away from the fringe, then I think if you look at somebody like H2SO, they let 385,000 square foot in the West End, which is brilliant. DTZ did well in Midtown off the back of the deals they did at Waterhouse Square. And I think going into next year, it's going to be interesting to see what CBRE's acquisition of EA Shore does. EA Shore topped South Bank and did pretty well in Midtown last year. So just seeing CBRE have a great year. Now they've got EA Shore on site. So let's see how it plays out for them next year and what the impact is for the league tables.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, yeah, just finally then, looking ahead to next year. Obviously, we've just had Google sign, which is going to be fantastic for the figures, no doubt. But beyond that, what am I going to be writing about? Will I be still writing about insurance and TMT keeping the City alive, or are we going to see some sort of wider, more meaningful recovery in terms of take-up?
Okay. Interesting that you mentioned the Google deal. Something that we're going to look at this morning is advertising agencies, which are obviously tied to Google pretty closely. So perhaps we'll see those moving towards King's Cross. Perhaps the City, with the kind of good value that we talked about a moment ago, represents an attractive place for them to go to. In the City fringe, our research demonstrates that between 1995 and 2010, in Clerkenwell, the number of units there occupied by advertising agency tripled, and then it increased fivefold in terms of square footage. So I'm quite interested to see how that plays out with the impact of Google. In terms of a meaningful recovery, I don't really want to sit on the fence, but to be honest, I'm going to have to. It's really too early to say. The market points towards a better second half of the year, but hopefully we'll see a slight upturn on 2012, I'd expect.
Brilliant. Okay, Tom, thanks very much for your time. This is Jack Sidders and Tom Pilkington for Estates Gazette.